Stanislaus State Baseball is on the air. Let's join the Blue Chip Sports crew live from the press box for all the action of Warriors baseball on the Blue Chip Sports Radio Network, right here at BlueChipBroadcasting.com.
Well, welcome back to Warrior Baseball. It is game two of this doubleheader as the lights have come on, and we're going to play this game under the lights. Caleb Bertoncini will be the starting pitcher for Stanislaus. We'll give the lineups here real quick, brought to you by Katana Sushi, first visiting East Bay Pioneers. Coming to this game with a 5-9 record in conference. Brandon Bell will lead it off at right field. Designated hitter Luke Nowitzki hits second. Number three hitter is Luke Brown. He'll be in left field. The cleanup hitter is Danelle Daniels in center. At first base, batting fifth is Matthew O'Mahony. Hitting sixth at third base again is Matthew Olivares. The catcher batting seventh is Quinn Ayers. Hitting eighth, the second baseman Robert Elwanger. And the shortstop batting ninth is Jalen Hodges. And starting pitcher for Stanislaus will also be right-hander Caleb Bertoncini, making his first career start for the Warriors. For Bertoncini, he's been great in 9 relief appearances. He has no record, but a 2.08 ERA in 17 and a third innings. He's given up 16 hits, 7 runs, 4 of them earned. He's walked 5. He has struck out 15. I think if you're Coach Leonez, you'd love to see if you could get 4 innings, maybe 5 out of Bertoncini, and then turn it over to Shellberg with the lead and trying to get a split of this doubleheader. And the first pitch to Bell is a fastball swung on and missed. Strike one. First pitch at 6:53. That is not the latest we have ever started, but it's close. High fastball swung on and missed again, and Bertoncini out in front 0-2. Bertoncini, basically a two-pitch pitcher. He's going to go fastball, changeup, except his changeup has more of a curveball action than an actual changeup action. The 0-2 pitch is a fastball, misses high, and it's 1-2. We'll get you the defense here in just a minute. Bill Shortridge will be behind the plate. Robert Drake will be at first base for the umpiring crew, and Alan Walker at third. And there is that changeup, and Bell swings at it and pops it foul right side out of play, and the count stays at 1-2. Warriors won the first game of this series yesterday, 15-2. East Bay won the opener of this doubleheader, 5-2. Fastball misses high. Count evens at 2-2. Same defense for the Warriors as game one. The only difference is behind the plate is Danny Murphy. Bertoncini misses high, and the count is now full, 3-2. So an 0-2 to 3-2 for Bertoncini. Bell went 1-for-3 in the first game with a run scored. Also walked a couple of times. And the 3-2 pitch is a check swing, and he called strike three. And Bell is out number one, and that's how this game gets started. First strikeout, obviously, for Bertoncini. One away, and Luke Nowitzki will be the batter. Nowitzki, who homered in the first inning of game one, on his way to a three-hit day. He also scored twice and knocked in a couple runs and walked. He was on base 4 times. If not for the great play pitching of Jackson Ellis, he would have been our player of the game. First pitch is taken on the inside corner, strike one. Nowitzki now with 4 home runs and 21 RBIs. Fastball is grounded to short. Valdivia's got it. His throw across the diamond is in time, and quickly there are 2 away. Luke Brown will be the batter. Brown went 1-for-5 in the opener, scored a run. The one hit was a triple in the first inning. Left-handed hitter. Kind of an interesting look right now as the lights are taking effect, but there is kind of a glow as the sun is kind of peeking through the dark clouds. Kind of a cool look here at Warrior Baseball Field. Almost feel like I'm looking through my sunglasses. First pitch to Brown, misses high, ball one. Fastball outside corner, and it's 1-1. I want to thank you for listening to Blue Chip Broadcasting's broadcast of Warrior Baseball on BlueChipBroadcasting.com in conjunction with the CCAA Network. One pitch is hit high in the air. Right center field, chasing after his books. The ball's going to carry now. Brooks makes a nice running catch in deep right center field. And a quick 1-2-3 inning for Caleb Bertoncini. Nothing doing for the Pioneers here in the top of the first. We're going to head to the bottom of the first. It's East Bay nothing, and the Warriors coming to bat.
Timmy, eat your dinner.
No, it's yucky and I don't like it. I'd rather have chicken nuggets.
You need something healthier than chicken nuggets. It's time to introduce you to something more sophisticated, like Katana Sushi.
What is Katana Sushi?
Katana Sushi Bar. They have a wide variety of authentic Japanese cuisine, like edamame, shrimp tempura, and delicious dinner options. Located right across from Stanislaus State University at 170 West Monte Vista Avenue, you can dine in, take out, or use a delivery service. It is open daily from 12 to 9 p.m.
Thanks, Mom. Going to Katana Sushi is like taking your mouth on a vacation.
Bottom of the first inning, no score. And the pitcher for the East Bay Pioneers will be right-handed sophomore Sergio Calderon. For Calderon, this will be his second start, his eighth overall appearance. He is 0-1 with a 7.36 ERA. In 14 and two-thirds innings, he's given up 21 hits, 18 runs, 12 of them earned. He has walked 7. He has struck out 14. For Calderon, he's a 6'1", 190-pounder from Union City, went to James Logan High School. In his last outing, that was last Saturday, against San Francisco State, he went 2 innings. He gave up 5 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned. He walked nobody, and he struck out 3. And a mist has started to fall here at Warrior Baseball Field. We are told that this will be a passing shower, as it's 54 degrees with just some very light rain. And so Valdivia, Rachels, and Solis, the first three batters, will be Valdivia at short, Rachels at first, Solis in left, Van Dyke the DH, Catalano in right, Murphy the catcher hitting sixth, then the final three will be Perez at third, Cabrero at second, and Brooks in center field. First pitch fastball taken for a strike. Valdivia hitting 311, a home run and 11 RBIs. He had a hit and a walk, and he swings and hits a high fly ball to shallow left field. Looking through the rain is Brown. He'll come in and he'll make the catch for out number one. Rachels will be the batter. Rachels, who had a double and a sacrifice fly in the opener, hitting 307, 4 home runs, 17 RBIs. First pitch from Calderon is poured in there for a strike. Well, I think one of the things coaches, they always say throw strikes, but on a day like this when we've been already out here since 1 o'clock and it's 7 o'clock and we're just starting game two, you got to attack the strikes. And Rachel takes a mean cut and fouls it back beyond the Golden Valley Hill Center broadcast booth, and he is behind in the count 0-2. O-2 pitch is swung on. It hits slowly up the third base side. Actually, they're going to say it was foul off of Rachel's foot as he takes a little inventory here. The defense for the Pioneers, same defense except for changes at second and behind the plate. Otherwise, the rest of the guys the same as from game one. The 0-2 pitch to Rachels is breaking ball outside. It's Brown, Daniels, and Bell in the outfield from left to right. Olivares and Hodges on the left side. Elwanger getting the start. He and O'Mahony on the right side as Rachels takes the pitch low, and it's 2-2. Quinn Ayers behind the plate catching Sergio Calderon. Rachels got the red batting gloves today, not the bright yellow ones. Takes a pitch in the dirt, and he's gone from 0-2 to 3-2. Kind of just an eerie look right now here at Warrior Baseball Field. A high chopper, foul, third base side. Coach Leonasio gets it on the second hop. Even Coach Kenny got the gloves going as the temperature, though listed at 54 degrees, if you're outside and not in the Golden Valley Hill Center broadcast booth, it is a lot colder out there than it looks. 3-2 pitches, a slider misses down and away, ball 4. And Rachels has a nice at-bat as he goes from 0-2 to a walk, and he'll be the first base runner of the ball game. A one-out walk puts a runner at first for Alex Solis. Solis hitting .389, a home run, and 17 RBIs. Solis a rare 0-for in game one. He went 0-for-4. He is 3-for-9 in this series. He does have 3 RBIs. First pitch is a slider, misses low, ball one. Solis came up in the bottom of the eighth inning with 2 on and 2 out and hit a deep fly ball to center field that Danelle Daniels is able to track down just in front of the warning track. 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed. That slider fell off the table, and Solis swung over the top of it, 1-1. Solis, one of the few guys you see nowadays, no batting gloves. Old school. Breaking ball in the dirt, 2-1. Calderon not throwing a whole lot of fastballs. It has been mostly breaking pitches. Rachels with a short lead at first. Pitch is lined one hop to Olivares. He's got it. He'll go to second for one. The throw to first is in time. A 5-4-3 double play and the third double play in this doubleheader hit into by the Warriors. For Stanislaus here in the bottom of the first, no runs, no hits, a walk, and nobody left on base. We're headed to inning number two. There is no score.
Tired of paying high prices for sports and fitness equipment? Check out Play It Again Sports for top-tier gear at lower prices where you can find new and quality used equipment for all your sports and fitness needs. Located at 2720 McHenry Avenue in Modesto, Play It Again Sports is owned and operated by former Stan State baseball alum Jack Large. Jack and his staff provide a customer experience that is second to none. Looking to trade in or trade up your sports and fitness gear? Jack is always looking to buy quality used equipment to recycle to the next generation and will offer you cash on the spot. The store is open 7 days a week and can be reached by phone at 209-521-4664. Play It Again Sports in Modesto, where we buy and sell quality sports equipment so you can save more and play more.
Well, the first time in this series, we are scoreless going to the second inning. Yesterday, the Warriors got 2 in the bottom of the first. In the first game of the doubleheader, East Bay got 2 in the top of the first. And so for the first time, we are scoreless in the second. Bertoncini will face the 4-5-6 hitters. It'll be Daniels, O'Mahony, and Olivares. First pitch to Daniels, misses low, ball one. Daniels, the center fielder, who has been very impressive. Fastball swung on and missed, 1-1. May hear some more crowd noise here in this second game as the rain has started to fall and the ambiance mic is going to pick up the fans that are trying to stay dry underneath the Golden Valley Health Center broadcast booth. The 1-1 pitch is a high foul left side. Perez going to chase after as the rain starts to pick up in intensity and it will land behind the portable restrooms, and it's 1-2. Daniels waits, breaking ball, just misses off the plate wide, and it's 2-2. Daniels came into this double hitter 349, a home run and 20 RBIs. He went 0-for-4 with 3 strikeouts in the opener. Swings at a high fastball and chops it foul. Coach Cummings gets out of the way over in the third base coach's box. Two and two the count. Here's the pitch. And it's swung on and missed on a pitch in the dirt. Rolls in front of home plate. Murphy will throw it. And a wet baseball throws it a little high, but Rachel's able to pull it down. Second strikeout for Bertoncini. One away. And Matthew O'Mahony will be the batter. O'Mahony had a big hit in the first game. He had an RBI double in a 2-run first for the Pioneers. That is his lone hit in this series. O'Mahony, who had a great February, didn't want it to end. He has not had a great March. He was looking forward for this month to end as the first pitch fastball misses inside, ball one. O'Mahony, 1-for-8 in the series. He is 9-for-42 in conference play. Swings, and it's a high fly ball, fairly deep left field. Solis, again, looking through the raindrops. Now the wind starts to knock it down. He comes in a couple steps, and he makes the catch for out number two. Bertensini, who did start a few games in his time at junior college, he had 4 starts in 2022 out of his 13 appearances. The first pitch to Olivares, the third baseman, is bunted at and missed. Strike one. Olivares, who started game one, he pinch hit yesterday. So in the series, he is 0-for-4 with a walk. Is there a little bit of a rainbow behind center field again? And that changeup swung on and missed 0-2. And that's the magic pitch. The Bertensini has not thrown a whole lot so far in this ball game. He has pretty much stuck with the fastball. He got Daniels on the changeup to strike him out, and he's out in front with the changeup 0-2, and that's a high fastball nowhere near the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Solis, Brooks, Catalano left to right in the outfield, Perez, Valdivia left side, Cabrera, Rachel's right side, Murphy in the squat catching Bertensini. And there's the changeup, swung on and missed strike three. Bertensini has retired the first 6 batters he's faced, 3 via the strikeout. Nothing doing for the Pioneers here in the second. We're headed to the bottom of inning number 2. There is no score.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit this rocket like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
2-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Bottom of the second inning, no score. Update you on the CCAA out-of-town scoreboard. Chico State looking to sweep a doubleheader from Cal State LA, and they are well on their way to doing it. They won game one 14-0, and they're ahead here in game two in the bottom of the third inning 8-0. This is after the Wildcats blew an 8-1 lead yesterday, and they're looking to take 2 of 3 so far in that series with the final game tomorrow. Earlier today, Dominguez Hills and San Bernardino split a doubleheader. The Coyotes won the first game 7-6, and Dominguez Hills snapped an 11-game conference losing streak by winning the nightcap 4-3. And Cal State San Marcos beat Monterey Bay, and they've taken a 2-1 lead in that series as they beat the Otters 9-4. First pitch to Tyler Van Dyke is a slow roller up the third base side. Going to be a tough play for Olivares. He fields it, and he throws out Van Dyke for out number one. Nice play by Olivares. One away, and Chris Catalano will be the batter. Catalano, who had a couple of hits in the first game. He has 4 hits in the series. He has killed right-handed pitching. First pitch slider taken for a strike. Catalano hitting over 500 this year against right-handed pitching. That slider is in the dirt, 1-1. The crazy thing about Chris is he's 4-for-24 against lefties, hitting .167. Fastball misses a little low. It's 3-0. Well, Calderon got the first hitter out in the first inning, and then he walked Rachels, and then he got Slee sent into a double play. And Catalano swinging 2-1, hits a two-hopper to second. Elwanger's got it. He'll throw out Catalano, and they're two away. Two outs and nobody on for Danny Murphy. Murphy did not play in the first game. Hitting 270, two home runs, four RBIs. He had a big three-run homer here yesterday. Swing of the bat that kind of put that game away. It was 6-2 at the time, and it made it a 9-2 ball game. First pitch from Calderon is taken for a strike. So Calderon just coming in and just pounding the strike zone. The same thing Ellis did in his six innings of relief work after the two rain delays in game one. Slider in the dirt, 1-1. Murphy, the local product from Atwater, went to Buhack Colony High School. Murphy's going to swing, and he's going to fist one down the left field side. It is hooking foul. It's the top of the wall along the foul area near the picnic area and bounces into the picnic area, and it's 1-2. Another Buhack Colony alum, Dalton Jeffries, trying to make the San Francisco Giants opening day roster. I saw Jeffries last weekend down at spring training, and he pitched great. Slider misses outside, 2-2, trying to come back from injury. Pitching for his original major league manager, Bob Melvin. Now the manager of the San Francisco Giants. 2-2 pitch to Murphy, misses low, and the count goes full, 3-2. I want to apologize for those of you that live stats disappeared. It's back. Or not live stats, live stacks and the CCAA network both disappeared. But they are back working now as Murphy swings at the 3-2 pitch and lines it into left field for a base hit. First hit of the ball game for either team. It's a two-out single for Murph. And Flavio Perez will be the batter. Perez had a tough game at the plate in the first one. He went 0-for-4. After getting three hits here yesterday, he is now 3-for-10 in the series with a couple of doubles. Outfield straight away for Perez. First pitch to Flavio is a big swing and a slow chopper towards the Warrior dugout. Strike one. It's been a long day here at Warrior Baseball Field. Perez swings, and it's a high fly ball to fairly shallow left field. Brown battling the wind and the rain, and he'll make the catch. And the side is retired for the Warriors here in the second. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We're at to inning number three. Still, no score.
Looking for something to do, places to go, and things to see in the Turlock area? Turlock Direct Magazine features local companies, advertises fantastic events, and contains coupons of all kinds. If you live in the Turlock Denier area, a Turlock Direct Magazine lands in your mailbox. Look for your copy every month. Interested in advertising to 30,000 addresses? Check out their website at turlockdirect.com or call Jamie at 675-7636. Turlock Direct Magazine. Every mailbox, every month.
Tired of paying
the
high prices.
Turlock has been waiting for. Cuts Steakhouse is now open in downtown Turlock at the corner of East Main Street and Broadway, providing you with an exceptional fine dining experience featuring expertly prepared New York steaks, melt-in-your-mouth fillets, and the ribeye. Cuts also serves fish, chicken, lamb, and delicious burgers. And I guarantee you will not leave hungry. Arrive early and enjoy a selection from their full bar. Finish your perfect meal with one of our delicious homemade desserts. Now, Cuts is open Monday through Saturday for dinner at 5 p.m. and brunch is served the first Saturday of every month beginning at 10 a.m. Call Cuts to reserve your table at area code 209-633-1300 or reserve online at resy.com. That's R-E-S-Y.com. Cuts, where your steak is always a cut above.
Top of the third inning, scoreless. No runs, no hits, no errors for Stanislaus. No runs, no hits, no errors for East Bay. No runs, one hit, No errors for Stanislaus. Caleb Burton seeing out for his third inning of work. He'll face the bottom third of the order. It'll be Ayers, Elwanger, and Hodges. Quinn Ayers, who hit leadoff yesterday in the first game of this series. Right-handed hitter. Ayers went 2-for-4 with an RBI. The first pitch to Ayers from Bertoncini misses a little low, ball one. All of a sudden, a little energy in the East Bay dugout after both teams kind of quiet after the rain delay. Pitch misses low. It's 2-0. We had an hour and 56-minute rain delay before we began game one. Then we had two 30- to 45-minute weather delays for lightning. One in the top of the second. Fastball taken for a strike. One after the first inning and one again in the top of the second inning. And then finally, once we got to the third, we were able to get rolling. 2-1 pitch to Ayers. Swung and hit right over the top of us, and Corey, who's handling live stats today, he was ready. Ready and able. Tomorrow, Randy Hopkins is going to be in that spot. He'd just duck. 2-2 the count. Outfield straight away. And that changeup is foul tipped barely at the plate as Ayers just able to stay alive. Two and two, the count. Rachel's off the line at first. 2-2 pitches, a changeup, swung on and missed strike three. And Bertoncini's got his fourth strikeout, his second in a row and third in the last four hitters. One away, and Robert Elwanger will be the batter. Elwanger hitting 235, no home runs, couple RBIs. Elwanger getting his first start. Is Nuko Mollett getting the second game off? Elwanger came in to play defense yesterday. First pitch to Elwanger is swung on and looped to shortstop. Robert Villalvias takes a step onto the outfield grass, and he makes the catch, and quickly there are two away. So Bertoncini, who's been able to get through 2 2/3 innings on just 31 pitches. And for a guy moving from the bullpen to the rotation, that's huge. First pitch to Jalen Hodges, misses high, ball one. Hodges hitting 217, no home runs, 12 RBIs. But he is in this game because this young man can play some defense. Fastball misses a little low, 2-0. Hodges, who threw out McAbarro trying to score on the double by Brooks in the second inning of game one, as he gunned him out from out in left field on a relay from Luke Brown. Fastball taken for a strike, 2-1. And he has looked very, very smooth at shortstop. 2-1 pitch from Bertoncini is swung on, a hit on one hop to Valdivina. It goes off his glove and into shallow center field for a base. We'll see if they call that a hit or an error. Ball was hit pretty good. The ball is wet, too, and it almost skidded on Valdivia a little bit. And so it'll be a base hit for Hodges. First base runner of the evening for the Pioneers. And it'll take us back to the top of the order in Brendan Bell. Bell struck out looking his first time up. First pitch to Bell is taken for a strike. Bell. Takes a pitch low, 1-1. 3-for-6 in the series. He homered here yesterday against Austin Ballantyne. Hodges has got great speed at first. He's already got 4 steals in 5 attempts. Pitch is swung on and pop foul right side out of play, and it's 1-2. And the dark clouds, which fortunately for us, are behind the center field fence, which means they are moving away from Warrior Baseball Field, are dark and nasty. I think they're heading right for our PA announcer Keith Herring's house. They're headed that direction. Pitch is swung on and foul back to the screen as Bell stays alive at 1-2. Funny thing about Keith and I haven't known each other for 30 years. Most people don't realize that here at the university. Keith and I used to teach together back in the day. Runner goes, pitches in the dirt, gets away from Murphy. It'll be a stolen base for Hodges. So now a runner in scoring position for the first time for either team and a 2-2 count to Bell. So Burton Cien got to make a pitch here. Try to keep this game scoreless. Again, outfield is very wet. So anything hit to the outfield is going to be tough for the outfielders to come up and make a throw home. Breaking ball off the glove of Murphy, and the count is full, 3-2. Pitch missed inside. Luke Nowitzki, who has been a monster in this series, waits on deck. Breaking the changeup misses, I guess, low. That was a pearl of a pitch, but I guess home plate umpire Bill Shortridge said it was low, and so it'll be 2 on with 2 out for Nowitzki. Nowitzki, who bounced out to short his first time up. Nowitzki has 4 hits in this series, including a home run. He's knocked in 2. First pitch misses inside, ball 1. All of a sudden, Burton Cien having a tough time finding the strike zone. Biskey's also scored a couple of runs. Hodges the runner at second, Bell the runner at first. All this began with 2 outs and nobody on. And Nowitzki's going to cue on off the end of the bat, going to be a tough play for Cabrera. He fields it, he'll throw out Nowitzki, and the side is retired. So Burton Cien able to get through the 2-out walk and hit. For the Pioneers here in the third, they leave 2 on. They do not score. We're heading to the bottom of the third. There is no score.
The newest and most exciting entertainment center to hit Mr. Bach in like forever. Ten Pin Fun Center. Here's what they got.
A game arcade.
Public and private bowling lane.
2-story laser tag stadium.
Restaurant and bar.
Party rooms and event packages for kids.
The Skybox private room for special events.
The beer garden with bocce ball and fire pit.
Call to book your next family or corporate event. 209-850-8500. Or visit them on the web at 10pinfun.com. 10 Pin Fun Center. 3700 Countryside Road. Turlock's newest and best entertainment venue.
Bottom of the third inning, no score. Each team with just 1 hit. It'll be Cabrera, Brooks, and Valdivia for the Warriors here, the 8-9-1 hitters, trying to figure out Sergio Calderon. The Warriors, who got 15 runs and 20 hits in the game yesterday, through the first 11 innings here today, they have 2 runs and 7 hits. And they just hammered the ball all over the place yesterday. Today, it has been a struggle. Cabrera came into this day hitting .241, no home runs, 10 RBIs. Cabrera went 1-for-2 with a run scored, and he's going to ground one through the hole into left field for a base hit. Hit it in that 5.5 hole between Olivares and Hodges, and Matt Cabrera is on with a leadoff single. Now Jackson Brooks will be the batter. Brooks had an RBI double in game 1. He now has a home run and 10 RBIs. And he is nearing the 300 mark. As we have another lightning delay. So we're going to take a break for 30 minutes. No score here between Stanislaus and East Bay. Cabrera will be the runner at first with no outs in the bottom of the third of this seven-inning game. We're going to take a break. We will come back at 7:55 to give you an update. We'll be back with more Warrior Baseball in 30 minutes.